Om Shanti. So it gives me very great pleasure to introduce Brother Brijmohan. I'm sure many of you already know him. I had the great fortune to be with him last year for 1 month in Delhi for the big program, the Platinum Jubilee launch. And I saw how much service he does from morning till night. And it was really wonderful to see that this program seemed to show a lot of the result of service, of 50 years or so that service has been done in Delhi, because the only problem we had was that all the greatest VIPs, the president, the vice president, everyone was saying yes to the invitations, and we had too many VIPs, but no problem, because there was about 18 programs. And they put actually an extra program on at ORC just for the president. So the president of India visited, as you might have seen, ORC last year, which was a very great thing. So Brijmohan Bhai is known to all of us for his humor. He's a very funny fellow. And also very deep. So today's topic is service through the mind, serving through the mind. And he's very dear to our hearts for one other thing connected, I'm sorry, for the Platinum Jubilee, and that is that Baba's saying that the foreigners and Bharatwasis should be working together. And it's actually been Brijmohan Bhai who is taking that forward. He was the first one to really take a very big step in that direction and continues to do so. So he's close to all the double foreigners. And today he'll be talking about service through the mind. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Our beloved Bap Dada makes us all come closer at this confluence time. In golden age, the world was very small. It was one world. Only living in the best part of the world, in best of season, best sceneries, only one language, one kingdom. No problem. But as you have listened in today's Murli, we scattered, spread all over the world, even started living in difficult areas where it may be too hot, too cold, and as in today's Murli, from pure souls, double pure souls, the body also pure, soul also pure, in the end we become double impure souls. And they call you double foreigners, you see. Everything has doubled. But actually there is no difference between double foreigner or others, because among yourselves also you are foreigners. If a soul from Spain goes to some other African country, they will be foreigner. Even in India, if I go to south of India, they neither know English nor know Hindi. They have their own language. I am a foreigner. I have to be translated. So, Baba says, this is a world, foreign land for you. And Baba is bringing us closer to our own home, our own father, our own family. So in that sense, this double word Baba uses only for double effort maker. That is good. That makes us to increase our, double up our speed. Now, when time is short and you have to cover a lot of distance, the only thing that can help is speed. Not only a speedy vehicle, but actually making use of that speed. And what is the speediest possible faculty with us or tool with us? We all know that is mind. Mind has the fastest speed in the universe. In the physical world, light has fastest speed, but mind is more speedy than light also. And mind can travel into the past, it can fancy into the future, it can make you happy, it can make you depressed, depending upon. Instantly you become happy, your face shines. They say smiling face is the greatest jewelry. And suddenly something happens, some worry lines come on the forehead, and same person, people say, what has happened? Supposing I go to a hospital for checkup of my blood, and the doctor after checking says, oh, your blood is purest in Mount Abu. Now how will I walk out? I will be chest up, I will be so happy. My blood is purest. And supposing he says otherwise, there is some very serious problem with your blood, some infection is there. How will I walk out? Same person. Worried, heavy, like that. So this mind, in fact, is the living soul. The soul is there. Soul itself is life. But what is the faculty in the soul? Soul has three faculties, we all know. Mind, intellect, and our personality traits, sanskars. Sanskars do not act before time, because that is the storehouse, like your refrigerator. Whatever you require at a particular time, you can pick up, take out. Intellect only. Theoretically people say intellect makes us to judge between right and wrong, makes us to check our thoughts, nothing. Intellect is carried by the mind. If intellect was an accurate, independent check within us, nothing wrong can happen. But no, intellect also becomes friendly to the mind. So basically it is the mind which controls our time, our energy, our resources. As the mind will be, the same way your entire time, entire energy, and all the resources, money resource, physical resource, intellect, whatever, your contacts, specialties, all will be in the control of the mind. So how important the mind is? And that is why Baba says, connect your mind with me. Because Baba alone can purify our mind, de-burden our mind, burn away our all the past heaviness, sanskaras, weight. And that also cannot happen just if Baba says and we do. No. Howsoever well intending I may be, who does not want that mind should be connected with Baba all the time? Who does not want? We are having silent bhakti now and we are feeling some difference because we have withdrawn from talk, we have withdrawn from activity, we are specially devoting to remembering Baba, feeling I am soul. But that is effort towards that. But what, how much and what is required to take our mind to that point? We all know. First of all, we have got our physical body through which we act this way or that way. Then we have got our speech through which we communicate this way or that way. And then is our mind plus some outside resources like our position, our possessions, our influence like that. So when we become Baba child, so we start everyday gyan, Baba is giving Murli, and we are meditating. Every day we learn to use our physical powers, our speech, our resources, whatever, for right purpose. We have got some family connections, some jobs, whatever. We start doing for the right purpose. But still, there is body is there. We have to take care of it, spend some time on it. Today also Baba has said, do not give too much attention to your body attachment. Okay. Speech is there. Howsoever we may control, still the mind will make us speak as per our normal inclinations. Resources are also like that. So we take a lot of time in making effort for self so that we become like those who are eligible for the angelic status and deity status. We are doing. And part of it is serving others. In fact, we are not serving anyone. We are serving ourselves. Because when I serve others, I serve myself. If I tell others, you should not be angry. Whatever anger is within me, inside the machinery starts functioning, I should also not be angry. So like that, service of others gives us their blessings and also we learn. So that is a part of our system. Without serving, and till recently Baba used to say, keep a balance between self and service. If you get too much into service, you get involved, good thing service, but your attention on the self will go and you may get entangled into So many things, you know, competition, jealousy, this, that, why he, why me. But as the time runs out, and we being the Baba's arms to bring the time closer, Baba tells us every time new formulas, so that within the remaining time, still we can reach our aim, every time, new formula. Earlier, Baba used to say, children, that day will come when you will be only doing service of the mind. And we used to think that yes, a day will come when we will not be able to go to the center, we may not be able to listen to the murli, we may never not be able to come together in our country or in Mount Abu. So perhaps that will be the time we would have completed self-improvement, and now, because there is no other means, we will be serving through the mind the whole universe, all the souls. But that Baba told us long back, and Baba said, you start doing service of the mind so that you get practice. But something is told in nutshell, and when that time comes, then Baba opens the detail of that. Now Baba says, taking into consideration the little time that is left, that little change Baba has made, that when actual disturbance will start, then you will not be able to do service of the mind, because our attention will naturally go to the disturbance that is going on. It is natural. Mind will be diverted towards that immediate problem, rather than you have the layer of serving the whole universe. So Baba said that time is now. This is very important to note, that there are times in the whole course, and this time is specially the time of service of the mind. And the advantages Baba has said, earlier we used to serve more through the body, physical body, doing karmana seva, because in Murli's Baba has said, you have to open all the bank accounts. You have to open saving bank account, you have to open current account, you have to open all types, which meant doing karmana seva, service through the body, service through the speech, also service through the mind, service through your specialties, service through your money, whatever. Now also, whatever those things are possible, we are doing. But Baba says that unlimited service of the universe can only be done by the mind. Even Brahma Baba, if you have read the Murlis of immediately after Baba left the body, Brahma Baba has said that why I am becoming subtle. So Brahma Baba has said that although I know that meeting the children, sustaining them here was my role, but still I had to devote entire time of Brahma Baba, day and night was devoted to service only, physical body. Even today he has said, I am old bodied, still with yoga power I am doing service. Up to the last day, last minute, Baba served. But still, Baba said, Shiv Baba wants that I still have limitation of the body. If I have to go from Mount Abu to Bombay, I have to travel. I have limitation of the speech, because how far my voice can reach. And then people should be willing to listen. Even if I want to send my voice everywhere, you send it through television. But people should be willing to listen. And then, and also minimum time I have to spend on my body, take shower, sleep, all that. So to overcome all, I became subtle. That is for Baba only. For us also, Baba says, before I became subtle, Baba was angelic in body. And that is Baba has told us, that you have to be angelic in the body, light and might, Swarup. But Baba has given a turn now in the last Murli, that we should emerge our sanskara of word benefactor and not self benefactor. Very broadly speaking, those Brahmins who continue to be self benefactors till their end, means end of the body or end of the drama, only self-benefactors. It is good to be self-benefactor. Baba says, they cannot partake in the golden age. They will come in the silver age. Self-benefactor, silver age. World-benefactor, golden age. Earlier Baba used to say, world-benefactor means, you have your consciousness or such a stage that you are not under limitation. After all, we have to live at one place only. If you are in Canada, you are to be in Canada. But think globally, act locally. That meant world benefactor. That I may be living anywhere, whatever role is assigned to me, I may be doing. But not coming under any limitation. That I am a double foreigner, or I am a this country, or I am male, whatever. So that was for preparing to be world benefactor. But now Baba says, world benefactor, because unless we emerge our sanskara of world benefactor, we cannot do service of the mind. And therefore, and then Baba says it has double advantage. When we do anything as a world benefactor, we are automatically, naturally served for the self. So we need not make effort to be self-benefactor at all. Not balance of service and self. If you start doing the service as a world benefactor, self will be automatically served. Say, I am supposed to keep care of my health and my body, because it is very valuable. For the difference between us Brahmins now and Baba, even today's Murli Baba has said, I have no body of my own. We have our bodies. Even the advanced party, the senior ones, now they cannot make any self-progress. Whatever they are, they are. They might have become passed with honor. They can watch us doing good service. But they cannot, without body they cannot act. So the most important thing is our body. Now, Sangam Yogi body. But if we become world benefactor and start serving through the body, the whole other people, your body will definitely be taken care of. And everybody has the example of Dadi Janki. See? She spends least time on her body and she tells, at night I was this, but Baba has given me energy, now I can go. Why Baba gives energy? Because world benefactor. Brahma Baba also we used to see, he was also very aged. So therefore, it is not a question of health, even of our mind. Everything that the effort we are making, if we emerge our stage as world benefactor, self will be automatically served. And in Indian scriptures there is a saying that if you take care of godly disciplines, God will take care of all your disciplines. In other words, the simple routine, which Baba calls Shrimat, the simple routine, apparently very simple. Some people want to shortcut that, skip that, thinking I will go faster. No. The simple routine that Baba has prescribed, if we follow that, we will automatically become regular, we will become punctual, we will become faithful, we will become honest and all the rest. So therefore, becoming Babas means what? Becoming Babas means wherever you are, in whatever situation you are, everything is Babas. Baba says, I will take full responsibility of you, but don't then take your own responsibility. Many children say, let me first take my care of myself, why give the burden to Baba? And whatever plus spare I have got, it is all for Baba. No. Supposing I earn money, I have got $1,000, and I say, very economically, I use $500 for myself, my duties and requirements, and rest of the 500 is for Baba. This is quite right, apparently. Why not? I am doing my best to spend minimum on myself and rest for Baba. But no. Entire is of Baba. Even taking care of myself, Baba is, it is, I am nimit, I am instrument, Baba is taking care of myself. Why I say so? I will tell you one personal instance. Long back, when I passed my educational as a chartered accountant, normally the chartered accountant start practice like a lawyer. I also started practice. I was 21 years of age or 20 years. So after 6 months I came to Madhuban and Baba, like a Laukik father, asked me, have you qualified? I said, yes, Baba. And very proudly I said, Baba, I have opened office in Delhi in very good area and so on. It will become very safe. Baba smiled and called me closer and said, child, why you do this practice? You have to spend all your time and attention. And in the chartered accountant practice, you have to do some account fudging. That is to say, some crookery. Baba said, why you get into that? Child, better you go and join some government organization as a job. I said, okay. And I never went to my office back. I just packed up, told my brother to return everybody's books, and I joined a job. Now, the first salary I got, in India there is a system that if whosoever joins a job, the first salary they send to their guru. So I also made a bank draft of my first salary, sent it to Brahma Baba by registered post. And Baba returned it by registered post. You see, you can imagine that a young person, how much he will be impressed that there can be a spiritual organization where you send money and they return it. That was number one. Number two, I thought, does Baba not want to accept my money? Because in many Murlis, Baba says, I am a very shrewd businessman. I only accept of those because I have to return many folds. So I don't accept easily and so on. So I wrote back so many points from the Murli, whatever I remembered, about 20 points, that Baba, you told me to get this job. You told me not to get into that. I did. And you said honest earning, this is honest earning, government service. And why are you not accepting this? Do you not want to make my fortune? What is the, kindly tell me. So Baba wrote a letter, child accepted this time, but do not send any time again, because children's money is Baba's money, Baba's money is children's money. So I am now telling you in that context. I could also say that I started a center there, and this much I earned, this much I saved, send account to Baba. But total, not that my saving, this part is for Baba, rest of it is for me. Because then me comes. So if we want to really feel that I am Baba's child, whether I am in my job, I am in my locking house or running a center, then it has to be 100%. All the plus and minuses, all Baba's, all the liabilities, all the assets, then we become Baba's child. So all those are now past. Presently, Baba says, last Murli also Baba has said, only Brahmins become really double pure in the whole of rest, second half of the drama. Even the divine fathers, anybody, even the descended deities, they are impure because the process of birth is impure, body consciousness, and then all the four others, call them vices or call them ghosts, they are there. Nobody can avoid them, and it goes on intensifying. That is why Baba comes. Now see, all physical things are in fact ingrained in the soul in the form of sanskaras. They convert into physical things. And as per sanskaras, we get our joys and sufferings and happiness and sorrow. The same thing can give us happiness, and the same thing can give us sorrow physically. The people of the world who have no knowledge, they think that collecting the things of happiness, that those who can give us comfort will give us comfort and make us happy. But you notice that those who have got all the means of comfort are not comfortable and not happy at all, because these are only the means. This body itself, it can give me a lot of happiness and joy, and this body itself can take me to a hospital and put me in such situation that I cry and think that I should better get rid of it. Same body. Your friend, your brother, your child, your high wife, brother, anyone, even your money, they can bring you joy and they can also cause you a lot of sorrow. Everything. Because it is not these things which give us sorrow or happiness, it is my sanskaras. They manifest in any form, in the form of opportunity, suddenly something will happen, withdrawal of opportunities. So we know in Gyan that all these physical things also have to be diverted for Baba's work, which means our work. Now, mind. We all know a person is what your mind is. If your mind is happy, everything is okay, because happiness is the end of everything. If your mind is not happy, something is wrong. That is why Baba says the deities, even people worship even their statues, because their face and smile remain the same of a statue. But Brahmins, if you go at one time, they are very happy, very joyful, very enthusiastic, and another time they are less. Now if a person watches a Brahmin's moods, and he wants to become a BK, and he says, when you are very happy, he will say, yes, I should be like this one. But another time, he comes and you say, it is my rest time. I don't know why this soul has come now. So, that person will be not be attracted. So, we have to keep that state forever. So, we have to complete our job. Baba has given his own duty to us because Baba doesn't come in golden age. Give message to all the souls that Baba has come. Purify the elements of nature, because suddenly we are not going to get pure bodies, we have to work for it. Then finish our sanskaras also. So all these three jobs cannot be done by service of the world or karmana service. That we will continue to do. So each Brahman has to do service of the mind. And that is now, because when disturbance starts, it will not be possible. That is the essence of it. Coming to the service of the mind. Why it is that we want to do service of the mind? You sit down and think. Because Baba says, you can only give what you have. I cannot give more than what I have. If I have got a stock of powers, good enough for myself, and to share with others, I can share. If one power is less, I will require that for myself before I will share with others. So Baba says, you have all the powers in same proportion. Supposing water is flowing and a depression comes, so water will not cross unless it fills that depression. Similarly, our powers are eaten away by our own requirement. Okay. Then, it is easy to say that Baba says, connect your mind with me. You will notice Baba says, just for 1 second, and just in a second, can you reach Paramdham, which is your own eternal home, just for 1 second, but just in a second. Why? Because it is very important that our mind is trained to reach where we want it at our will, to remain there where we want it at our will, and to return from there when we want it at our will. This is willpower. Not wish power. I wish I should be in golden age. But suddenly I find, instead of golden age, I am in Argentina or my house. No. So why it is? Because the difference between a ghost and an angel is what? A ghost can also enter. When you are in anger with some person in your own country, sitting here, you will start thinking of that person, and that person may be enjoying sleeping, but this person, and you are not enjoying your food, everything is gone. Ghost can enter anywhere. But ghost cannot return at your will. You try, you will find that it can go. Everybody feels, all people with negative power feels, I am very powerful. Yes, a ghost has lot of power, but it cannot return. You say, I am so angry, let me immediately, in 1 second, I will stop my anger. You can't. Or you have got ego, or you have got personality clash with someone, or jealousy with someone, and you say, okay, this second I stop my jealousy. You can't. But an angel, positive qualities, very benevolent, not harming anyone, not harming yourself, it can, like a light angel, it can appear, it can disappear, like a magician. A magician, what it does? Makes things appear and disappear at will. Although that is trick, but real godly magician means I can make myself appear and I can make myself disappear. Supposing I am sitting here, someone start talking ill of me, talking things I don't like. Normally, I will listen and it will come on my face, what is this person saying? But supposing I disappear, okay, he is talking, I disappear and go to Delhi and I am sitting there. And after some time he has finished, I come back and say, oh, is it over? Then I am okay, comfortable. So what I mean is, our entire effort is to train the mind to reach at will, wherever it wants, to stay at will for how much time we want, as much time we want, and to return at will when we want, and to shift from here to there. Because without this training, all minds are powerful, naturally, because soul is powerful, but the energy is scattered. Just as the children experiment with a lens, sun rays, and they can burn a piece of paper by concentrating the rays. Similarly, what they call concentration of mind is willpower. And the more we have got that, the more we can do service through the mind. Otherwise, we will try to sit, but it will be so weak vibration. It may reach people, but you will not feel it has got effect. Just as you require sufficient quantity and sufficient power of anything to be effective. Supposing you have sent to spray, and you want to spray scent in the whole of this hall. So you require something which spreads it everywhere. But if you have a very little scent bottle and it has no spray, no gas in it, you can't. Similarly, scattered mind means, howsoever powerful it may be, it will not instantly become concentrated. Just as it does for negative powers. Say, Baba says, physical hand. Your mind instructs the physical hand to lift, and it immediately lifts. Mind may be scattered anywhere, but because the mind wants the hand to lift, it wants to bless someone, instantly it will lift. Any part of the body, you want to see something, you don't want to see something, you want to walk, you want to run, it does. And sometime beyond your capacity also. Physically a person is in the hospital, intensive care ward, not able to move. But you tell that person, there is a time bomb under your bed and it is going to explode in 10 seconds or half a minute. He will be on the road. So where from that energy comes? See, this shows that depending upon the intensity of the charge, our thought, things happen. And it is very important to be comfortable. Supposing you are very tired at night, very tired, and want to sleep, fall here and sleep. And suddenly, a very nice room with all the comforts, all the air conditioning, everything appears. And somebody says, please sleep in this room, how happy you will be. Very nice. And then suddenly he says, but there is a snake in this room for the last 2 days. It is hidden somewhere, but don't worry. You are tired, you sleep. So what will happen? So you cannot sleep. Although you are very deadly fond of sleeping, you want to lie down and sleep. And so such a comfortable room, but that thought. So therefore, it is very important that we train our mind. To the snake is one thing. Now what is coming for us is all the elements of nature all together are going to test us. So for that, It can't happen in a suddenly. We have to prepare. So Baba has said, we must bring our mind under control, which means this. And for that Baba has given us exercise. Very interesting exercise. Because there are two types of exercise. One is strenuous exercise, other is a sport or a game in which you are playing the game and you get your exercise naturally, which is enjoyable. Say one is playing hockey or cricket or any game, so exercise happens naturally. But if you are told just to exercise, then you feel I am exercising, you feel like doing something difficult, hard. So therefore Baba says, during the day, the Brahmins have to take their mind to what? To all good things, to all real things, and beyond the limitations. Because I have myself seen, there was a brother, BK brother, whose leg had been cut due to diabetes. And I went to see him in the hospital. He was from our center. And I went to see him after 30 years, because at earlier times I was with him. Then suddenly I learnt in the city he is gone. So I went to him, and naturally he was very uncomfortable. A doctor had come just to do something and he was feeling shocked. So I started talking to him of earlier days. I said, 2-3 incidents. I said, you remember we went there to buy cloth and so on. And I found after 2-3 minutes he was lost in that and he was smiling. He forgot all that and he went to that era when we were doing like that. So we also can feel like that for ourselves. So what Baba has said? Take your mind to Paramdham, which is our permanent eternal residence, and all the details you know. Then Baba says, take your mind to the golden age and realize. One thing is intellectual, now realize, be there. That is why Baba says, start with a second only. In a second, for a second, increase. And really enjoy, because we have not lived there for little. We have lived there for 2,500 years. And we are so conscious of our this little period and little life, which is Baba says is the dirtiest one, the worst one. And if you remember that, then Baba says at the best you can go to Copper Age, because there also you see the standard set and the discipline set by Baba were observed by you. So all the worshippers are even then getting boons and benefits and peace from your statues, although made by local artist. Then Baba says, skip the Iron Age. Baba never says, in your journey, you also remember the Iron Age. No. Straight to the confluence, where today also Baba has described in the Vardhan, how much the divine insight that we have got, all that. Then Baba says, come to Madhuban. Because we are all supposed to have gone to our various cities or centers from Madhuban. Always we have to, just as we say we are Baba children, we are Madhuban Nivasis, because we are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, and Brahma Baba was here. Okay. Then Baba says, come to your angelic stage. Which means, in this body, we have to experience coming out of the body like an angel, like you do in dream, and then getting into the body, and also attempt for your... So this journey will keep the mind busy, and this service of the mind also will keep the mind busy. The only way to finish waste thoughts, because mind is natural thinking only. Mind thinks, can never stop thinking. So why should we try the mind to stop thinking? Because if you say, my mind, don't think for a minute. You are still thinking not to think. I will not think. Yeah. If you say your mind, think of anything, don't think of the monkey for a minute. Acha. After a minute we will tell you, you had the whole world, everything to think, why you thought of the monkey only? Mindset. So therefore, only we can give different thoughts to the mind, rather than stopping it from thinking. If you don't do anything, it will start thinking waste. And then waste will come in your dreams also, because whatever it thinks most of the time will appear in the subconscious. So better it is to keep it busy. By earlier Baba said, before preparing us by this journey, unlimited journey, because this will loosen our attention to this body and this time and this period, Kaljugi, bad things. And now Baba says, this journey has enabled you to have some control, and now you do it mental service, service to the mind of the souls. If I am weak, I am not able to, never mind. Baba says, so long as you are in this body, in confluence, I am with you, then you can draw upon me unlimited. So we just don't start serving the souls or the nature by our power. Always we have to do through Baba. That Baba, give me power, and through me let the power pass, and I have just to be a medium and let it pass to the universe. Because Baba says brothers cannot help brothers. Only parent can help children. Even in the telephone system, if you have a local telephone call, you don't have to apply a zero. But if you have to have a distant call, you have to apply a zero. And if you have an international call, you have to apply 00. So similar, because then you have to connect through the international system. Similarly, if I want to help another soul, maybe my relative, or unlimited help, only I can do through Baba. If I start doing direct, it won't reach. Similarly, Baba used to say, even your own body, if there is any ailment or something, you remember Baba and give focus on that. Then what happened? Once Brahma Baba was in body, Baba said, through yoga power, you can cure your bodily sicknesses. And I was sick in Madhuban. So I started practicing intense yoga, full attention, that my sickness should go. So my temperature rose, and it rose further. It became 103 with full attention in yoga to cure my illness. So I went to Baba. I said, Baba, you had said that you try to focus on your bodily illness and it will go. But in my case, it has gone up and I am shivering. So Baba said, who told you not to take medicine? Baba also takes medicine. Then I said, but Baba, you told that yoga is such a power, it can finish your previous births, sanskara also. This is sickness. Baba says, no. Yoga power works in many ways. Just as your money, all your money you cannot spend on your clothes only, because you have other things also to do. All your money you cannot spend on food only. Similarly, yoga, whatever yoga power you get, it works on so many things. It cannot work only on this. A part of it will definitely work on this, but you have also to supplement it by other natural methods. So I took medicine and I learned that yoga power, it doesn't mean yoga power doesn't work, but it partially works. It strengthens your mind, it also strengthens your system, and it helps you to cure much quickly. But it alone cannot work. Similarly, some people say, in India, you know, especially the relations are very thick. Say, husband is coming, wife is not coming. So the only focus there, Baba, somehow my husband should come in Gyan. So all the day, most of the time they are thinking of that. Not that all other souls should also come in Gyan. So Baba used to tell them that you connect with me and have mercy on all souls, your husband will also be included. But if you think only that, it will not work. Because your intellect is limited and Baba is unlimited father. So all these things are necessary. One thing important is unlimited, unlimited. Our inheritance is unlimited. Our father is unlimited. The sanskars in soul Baba is feeling are unlimited. So naturally, we have to all the time keep our consciousness in the unlimited. Remaining in the limited, but consciousness in the unlimited. So in short, every time has its own value and its own role. Now the time that is passing, Baba says, this is the time to do service of the mind and emerge our role as world benefactors. Both the things combined are needed now because Brahmins have to bring the time closer. The closing time is fixed generally, but we have to bring it closer and take mercy on the souls, because lot of cruelty, lot of suffering is going on in the world. Now I request you to ask for any questions. Okay? You have to ask questions through the word, not service of the mind. I will not be able to catch. Okay. Yes. Very good question. What thoughts we emerge to manifest our qualities as world benefactor? One is, Baba says, all the qualities of our Baba are unlimited like ocean, and we are master of those qualities. So now what the world needs, first of all, the world needs love, because everything, those with whom everything is there, leave aside those who don't have everything. Even those who have everything and those who don't have everything, what can we give them in times of crisis? Otherwise also, that is love. The first and the foremost factor which can make a person comfortable and happy is love. So I emerge. My father is the ocean of love. I am a loveful soul. And my love is unlimited. Selfless, without any motive. Because love itself is a matter of joy. Giving love is a joy. Getting love is a joy. Love is very scarce. So as a world benefactor, master world benefactor, I have to be loveful, totally loveful. This is one part. In this, you notice that when I talk of love, it means total love, love all, without exception. Love and absence of love cannot live together. Just as light and darkness cannot live together. Love and hatred cannot live together. If I love the whole world, but don't love my neighbor or my next person, it won't work. Then I am not master loveful. I cannot become world benefactor. I have to first become self-benefactor and think that I hate nobody. Number two, what the world needs is powers. Power. Our father is Sarva Shaktivan, ocean of powers. I am also Master Sarva Shaktivan. And people need power. Which power? Earlier we used to think physical powers. There is a famine somewhere, send some food, send some clothes. Some houses have fallen, we make houses. No. That power, disaster management, works little. Power of the mind, power of tolerance, power of patience, power to face, power of fearlessness, power of determination. Again, when you come to that, what we find? That of all these powers, the most important power is truth, power of truth. Because there are two powers, love and truth, which are, of which all others are children. You will find even Baba, God. God is never equated with one power. God has all the powers. And still people say, love is God. You will find many places it is written, love is a power. But they have equated this single power to God, although God has all the powers. But this one, love is God or truth is God. No other power will be equated to God. Contentment is God. No, only these two. So these two are very important to be world benefactor. What is truth? Which the whole world has forgotten and from which even today Baba has said all the other weaknesses arise. And truth is, I am a soul, not body. First lie is, under which the whole world is illusioned, I am body. Baba has told us the truth, I am soul, you are soul, she is soul, he is soul, all are souls. So from this truth only, we can have love, spiritual love for all. As soon as I forget this, then I will have love for my countrymen, my language people, my brothers, my family, then my, not our. So first the truth is I am soul. So when I am a bird benefactor, I sit, I have to sit as a soul. And think all others, they are souls. And my father is also the supreme soul. So this whole business of ours is based on this truth. And second, if we are souls, separate souls, then what? Love. So truth is the science of spirituality and love is the applied science or technology of spirituality, but spiritual love. So these two powers people need. So even if you go to a person in hospital whose whole body has become dysfunctional, kidneys are not working, other things are not working, and you want to give something to that person, what will you give? Only eyes are there. He can't even hear. You can't give him a fruit. You can't give him anything, doctors are already doing. The only thing through the eyes which you can give that person is love. And mind, service of the mind has one great benefit. All other services you can offer, the other person may not accept. Say, with all the good intentions, somebody is not on speaking terms with you. And you think my communication with him has broken. But actually, the one with whom you are not on speaking terms, you are having maximum communication. Because that person will know more about you than even you know. Because he is concerned about you. You offer with good intention a bouquet of flowers to that person. That I want to become again friendly with you. That person can throw that bouquet right in front of you in dustbin. Here you are. You speak some good words to that person, he may respond very badly. But you give gyan to someone, he shuts his ears. But service of the mind penetrates. Because no language is required, no physical thing is required. It will penetrate to the heart of that person. So it is heart to heart. So we have to be only very unlimited, very benevolent, and without any motive. So when I sit like the sun, it gives rays to the whole world. If somebody lives in a cave, it is his fault. Similarly, I also have to be unlimited. If I start sitting in a cave and start becoming a bird benefactor, but only 20 people are there, my light may be howsoever unlimited, I have limited it to these people. So like that, the idea is powers and love. Love is both a power and a virtue. Love is such thing, you don't have any powers in the golden age. You only have virtues. You will see, you don't have tolerance in the golden age. You don't need the power to face. You don't need the power to decide. Automatically things happen naturally. No power goes to the golden age. Power is like qualification, energy, and energy converted into fruit is the virtues. So all virtues are in the golden age. The powers behind those virtues are not in the golden age. But love is both a power and a virtue. So you have love in the golden age also. So that is why I said, and this spiritual truth also is not known to the deities. So here we have truth and love, which are divine qualities, so which makes her like gods and goddesses. So like an angel coming out of our limitation and then concentrating, that will be one. Any other? Yes. Actually, there are two things. One is getting and one is giving. Okay? Service of the mind is giving. And in your case, removing an obstacle is getting power to remove that. Both functions are of the mind. But if I told you, if we have got surplus, then only we can give. If we don't have surplus and we want to give, we can draw from our parent and give. That is why I said, many Brahmins feel difficulty in both these cases, either of the cases, because they want to work through their own power. And own power you will find may be very strong in some cases, and in other aspects it may not be that strong. Some person has a physical weakness, some person has monetary weakness, so many. Therefore, the fundamental thing is to be comfortable, always do mental service by connecting with Baba, using Baba's power. To give an example, you have a battery and you have an electric connection. You can use your battery without electric connection so long as it works. In fact, from golden age to iron age, we are using our battery only. But in Sangam, when we are connected with the powerhouse and are able to charge, keep our battery always charged, why use the battery? Why not use the power? Therefore, one thing. Number two, in your situation, there is a problem or a difficulty which has arisen. Now, that is not service of the mind. That is getting yoga power from Baba and using our all yoga power as well as goodwill to remove that obstacle. So this is a different situation in which we are using that power again, we can say in self-service or in service of our area or whatever, to remove that obstacle so that we can do mental service. Otherwise also, in the present situation, all the Brahmins, all the time, we cannot do service of the mind because we have to use our other, remove some of our old accounts also still. Baba says, if all your old accounts are finished, you can't remain in this body. You become karmatit. So something is left. So something has to go to that account also. Something in our current activities also. And then surplus we have to use. But Baba says, now is the time when spare capacity of the mind which goes to waste should be converted into this by keeping attention. You know what Baba said? Baba said, just as you are devoting time to your what you call traffic control, similarly, you have to allocate time individually to mental service. So much importance Baba has given. So at least we can fix, as per our convenience, 4 or 5 times, whether along with traffic control or separately, for this mental service. It will help us to bring our mind, our control, and use that for world service. Okay? Yes, sister. Please come a little closer.
Can you please elaborate? I heard from a senior sister that the mind, the speed of the mind is faster when we are having negative thoughts and positive, and slower when we are in a positive
mood. Right. This is another very good question. You see, we are living in a world, we have been living in this world of negativity for how long? Half the cycle, okay? And as the time has passed, negativity has grown. So much so that in these days, if you take a scale, the scale of negativity in the world is too much. And positivity is very little. And whatever positivity is there also gets converted into negativity in this world. That is why there is suffering. You see, if there is a tumor in the body and you are eating very good foods, thinking that my health will improve, but all that goes to the tumor unless you remove it. Or if you mix into a good thing, into a bad bucket of bad things, if you put a lot of milk in there, that will also become bad. So there is nothing good. So negativity is there. Why it is that negative thoughts are very fast and very strong, and positive thoughts, first of all, they don't arise. If they arise, they are weak, and they are not, you are not able to implement them. You know, in India, there is a very strong belief that whatever happens, it happens at God's will. They say even a leaf cannot stir without God's will. They have made God that powerful. God is powerful. So they have taken it to that extent that even a leaf cannot stir without God's will. And you know what they do? If you tell them that in Mount Abu, there is a very good international program on peace, you come. They say, yes, if it will be God's will, I will be there. But from morning to evening, what they do, they don't say this. They do as per their will. Otherwise, if a murderer is taken to a court and he says, judge says, why you did it? It was God's will. I never wanted it, but God's will. That's an absurd belief. But what I am saying is, they use it only when they don't want to do something. Because it is not as per their temperament to attend a conference on peace. Now see, if you want to grow a single rose flower plant in a desert, with high temperature, how much effort it requires to grow a single rose plant in a desert? You have to have special arrangement, climate control, and all that. Baba has talked of spiritual air conditioning some days back in the Murli. All that, then you can grow. But how about thorns, bushes, cactus, and other things? They grow, will naturally grow in the desert. But in a proper climate where roses normally grow, you can grow the roses easily. So the reason is that in the present times, when the positivity has evaporated from the world, to have positive thoughts, you require special, like a nursery, like a special atmosphere, special, not physical, but mental. If so, one has to condition one's mind and create proper situation, then the positive thoughts will grow. For example, in Dadi Janki, how many positive thoughts rise in the mind and how many negative? We know that Dadi Janki is Dadi Janki because she does not raise any negative thought. And she lives in the same world where we live. So this is what we are doing. We know that because of the pressure or the force of negativity, when we came to Gyan and when we are what we are today, what is the difference? That at that time we did not even distinguish, we didn't even know whether this is a negative thought or a positive thought. We were giving charity to people thinking that it is a good thing. But later on we learnt that where your charity is going. You see, in India, people, devoted people, give the fish flower, you know, dough, what you call, from which we make bread, as a charity. They feed the fish and people eat the fish. So where does their charity go? To the meat eaters. So like that, you know, in blind faith we were doing, but later on we learned that no, what is real charity, what is good action. So in a sense, any action or thought motivated by the five vices, Baba has talked today, anger, lust, greed, attachment, ego, body consciousness, or in one word, any thought arising out of body consciousness is a negative thought. First of all, it is limited to one birth. All your education, one birth. All your money, one birth. All your status, one birth. This is unlimited. So, when the Brahmin comes in Brahmin life, positive thoughts become more powerful and negative thoughts become weak. And that is what we are doing. negative thought should totally vanish. Even negative is converted into positive by Brahmins. You see, Baba says even a rag picker, a whole lot of heap of rubbish, he does not look at the entire mountain of rubbish. He looks for one tin, empty tin or whatever he can pick up and sell. A rag picker also. And we have been given the divine intellect, as Baba has said in today's Murli. That is the birth gift to the Brahmins, divine intellect. And what is the divine intellect doing? Is just by one thought can understand what is good for me and what is not. And we are picking that. Once you are stored with good, your thoughts will become good. It is not the mind is only a tool. Some people think thoughts arise in the mind. No. Mind is only a tool at one point of time it raises thoughts. What really is the tank behind? Mind is like a tap, and what comes out tap is depending upon what is in the tank. So there is dirty water in the tank. The tap will only give dirty water. It is not the fault of the tap. Mind is like that. If there is green water in the tank, mind will give green water. If there is hot water in the tank, mind will give hot water. So we have to tackle that tank, which is our sanskara, actually. And that is what will change our this thing. Even if I know that there is dirty water and there is no option, I have to drink, so I will filter it or boil it. So one, this is knowledge. But then to put it into practice means, don't blame your mind, don't blame your thought. In fact, the quality of thought, one thought is enough to tell what is inside me. Just as one drop of blood, doctor tests only one drop of blood and can tell you the whole constitution of the health. Similarly, one thought, any thought you pick up, your any thought and see, is it powerful? Is it waste? Is it positive? It is service thought, it is self thought, and you will know. So this again means controlling the mind. So service of the mind we will do proportionately to our stock of powers which we can spare. So we have to do, that is why Baba says world benefactor. Once you decide, I have devoted my whole thing to Baba, then you become a world benefactor and you will be checking, why this for me, why rest? Can I do without rest? Can I do without limitedness? And you will spare. Okay, Om Shanti, because the time is over and it is your Shanti Bhatti. And this is speech. Om Shanti.
So a big thanks from the heart to Brij Mohan Bhai, who, as you know, has come especially from Shantivan to be with us. And you know there's how many thousand down there? Maybe 16,000 down there. So it's wonderful that the few hundred of us can benefit from his presence. And I'm sure you enjoyed the depth of the session this morning. And I'm sure there would have been a lot more questions if we had time. So thank you, Brother Brij Mohan.